Hello, and welcome to Manulife's podcast about registered pension plans. Over the next few minutes, I'll review some general information about pension plans, provide you with a few distinctions between pension plan types, and tell you where you can find more information. A registered pension plan, or an RPP, is a company-sponsored registered savings vehicle intended to encourage employees to contribute to long-term savings and provide lifetime income to retired employees during their retirement. Occasionally, a union may sponsor a pension plan for members who might work for different employers. But more often, it's an employer offering its employees this tax-deferred savings plan as part of the overall company benefits package. The popularity of RPPs can be attributed to the tax advantages that the federal government allows for these registered plans. To be eligible for tax advantages, the RPP must be registered with the federal government, specifically with the Canada Revenue Agency, or CRA. Most provincial regulators also require RPP registration. The two most common RPPs are defined contribution and defined benefit pension plans. The difference between the two plan types is based on how a member's benefits are determined. With defined benefit pension plans, the formula to determine the benefits is specified, and employees are promised a defined amount of pension. The sponsor's contributions are not fixed, and the amount contributed by the sponsor is based on actuarial calculations. Plan sponsors assume the investment risk, meaning if the existing funds are not sufficient to pay the promised benefits, a sponsor faces the possibility of having to make additional contributions. For this reason, many sponsors prefer defined contribution pension plans. Sponsors of these plans know what their contributions will be in advance, and the investment risk and rewards are assumed by the plan members. In this session, I'll focus on the features of the defined contribution pension plan. I'll start with contributions. There are four contribution types: sponsor required and sponsor voluntary, and member required and member voluntary. A plan sponsor offering a DC pension plan is required to contribute a minimum amount equal to 1% of an employee's earnings to the plan. This is considered the sponsor required contribution. The plan sponsor can choose to contribute more than the required minimum. The plan sponsor also has the option to voluntarily contribute to the plan on the member's behalf. Sponsor requirement and voluntary contributions to a member's account cannot exceed the CRA maximum for that year. To find out more about CRA maximum contribution limits for the year, go to their website at www.cra-arc.gc.ca. In addition to plan sponsor contributions, plan members may be required to contribute certain amounts to the pension plan. Members can also be given the opportunity to make additional voluntary contributions. For example, a plan may stipulate that a member must contribute 2% of their gross pensionable earnings each pay. But the member also has the option to contribute an additional amount of up to 5%. DC pension plans offer a lot of flexibility in the contribution formula, so the plan sponsor can design the plan to suit the unique needs of the organization. Vesting and locking in rules are areas to consider as the contribution formula is developed. Vesting refers to the point in time when a member becomes entitled to all or part of the sponsor's contributions. Once the sponsor's contributions are vested with the member, the total value of the account legally belongs to the member. Each province specifies minimum requirements for vesting, in most cases within 2 years of plan membership. In Quebec and Manitoba, vesting is immediate. While a company's DC pension plan is active, a member cannot withdraw funds. However, member voluntary contributions can be withdrawn if plan provisions allow. However, if a member terminates employment with the RPP sponsor, how and where the member's funds can move are specified by the plan and applicable legislation. When funds are locked in, which is generally the case with DC pension plans, a member's accumulated savings can only be used to provide retirement income. A member cannot withdraw the funds as cash, except in certain situations that may include non-residency, small balances, or shortened life expectancy. If a member leaves a DC pension plan before retiring, the money can be transferred into a locked-in retirement account, life income fund, or another DC pension plan. The funds will continue to be locked in and not accessible until the member retires. Locking-in rules are governed by provincial or federal legislation, depending on how the plan is registered. Most often, the legislation governing a provincially regulated RPP will be based on the province in which the member lived while contributing to the plan. Consider, for instance, a member who contributes to a provincially regulated DC pension plan while living and working in British Columbia. If that member leaves their employer and moves to Alberta, his or her retirement income options will still be governed by British Columbia regulations. Voluntary contributions and contributions that are not locked in can be withdrawn as taxable cash payments or transferred to another RPP or an RRSP. In the event of a member's death, if the member's beneficiary is his or her spouse, the spouse may generally transfer death benefits to an RRSP, life income fund, locked-in retirement account, or locked-in retirement income fund. This transfer would be tax-sheltered and typically remain locked in. However, if the benefits are not locked in, the spouse may receive a taxable cash payment. If the beneficiary is not the spouse, or if the spouse waives his or her rights, other beneficiaries may receive the benefit as a taxable cash payment. When a member retires, his or her savings in a DC pension plan must be used to purchase an annuity, or the money can be transferred to a life income fund, a locked-in retirement income fund, or in Manitoba, a prescribed retirement income fund for subsequent periodic withdrawal. The discussion so far has been more about the plan member, so let's review some of the benefits of sponsoring a DC pension plan. Sponsor contributions to a DC pension plan and fees paid by the sponsor can reduce the amount of corporate income tax that the plan sponsor must pay. Sponsor contributions are not considered additional salary or a taxable benefit, so contributions don't generate payroll taxes. With this in mind, it can be more cost-effective for a company to contribute to a DC pension plan rather than provide a salary increase to employees. DC pension plans can also help attract and retain high-caliber employees by rounding out the total compensation package a plan sponsor offers. And since most plan members know the longer they participate in an RPP, the larger their retirement nest egg will be, they're encouraged to stay with the company for a longer term. Most of the information I've provided is available on RepSource. Take some time to review the plan overviews and listen to the other podcasts about the group retirement plans available at Manulife. For more information, contact your Manulife Group Retirement Solutions representative.